Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Gray Leopard Code. Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC. Overtime, like the Bears.
overtime. 93-86. March Madness in the East. The number one and number two seed are bye-bye. We're going to begin the second round of the NCAA playoffs. Friday Night Lights. John Green, the voice of ESPN, NFL, Game Days. I can't believe I could even go on like 2 weeks ago on TV 2 weeks ago. John Green, a sensible way of doing things. He carried the ESPN logo enough, but he's one of the more sensible ones. Philly All-Star, Nick Casals, Todd Riles will be a 5-year contract with Phillies. University of Florida hires Todd Golden from the University of San Francisco Dons. After the Dons get into the tournament 25 years later, Juju Sister of the Pittsburgh Steelers will now join the Kansas City Chiefs. This is going to be a crazy NFL year. NCAA, that we have over 40 million brackets in the NCAA. And Notre Dame messed up the last one. And they beat Alabama 78-84. So there are no perfect matchups. Everybody has one wrong on their picks. Notre Dame wins after midnight and became St. Patrick's Day. The Tide not wearing green. St. Mary's of Moraga, California, beat Indiana 82-53 in the Gales. Will beat UCLA tonight. Currently, the Green Blue Jays, ex-Missouri Valley member, now playing Kansas on CBS, score 31-29 Kansas in the first half. I remember Blue Jays. Missouri Valley Conference, Missouri State loses the men, lose Oklahoma 82-29, and the only Valley team left is the Missouri State Lady Bears, who are playing right now. Lady Hawkeyes defeat the Illinois State Redbirds 78-58. We forgot Lady Bulldogs of Drake, also in the AIT. Alcorn State played the A&M. Very difficult first half. And then Ball, this is A&M, 74-62 to Alcorn at home. Great showing. Very proud of you. I'm going to say this one more time. The SWAC. MEAZ, CIAA, and SIAZ all need to join in the one super conference, and the NCAA was not messing with them with the 14 and 15 seeds. Pac-12, Arizona, UCLA, our last man standing in the conference in Pac-12, UCLA played at night. Wildcats beat Wright State last night. Bruins beat Akron Thursday night. The Stanford ladies are carrying the flag for Pac-12 as they shut down Montana State in the first quarter, and they win 78-31. The Lady Utes also win, and they had the idea they beat the Razorbacks 92-59. They had the idea that Lady Bruins win over the UC Irwin Arbogs, 61-48. Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves, Giant LA Dodgers, Kingsley Jansen, reliever, and people are going all over the place in baseball the last couple of days. It's crazy. NHL. Ovechkin gets scores is 39 goals. On a power play, help the Capitals beat the Hurricanes 4-3. And to live by their playoff hopes. Florida Panthers and the Colorado Avalanche come to the West Coast and blow out the Anaheim Ducks and San Jose Sharks in large victories. The Avalanche beat the Sharks 5-3. Panthers beat the Ducks 6-2. So those two teams are really doing it in the NHL. Formula One. Charles Leclerc taking the pole in the Bahrain Grand Prix, which starts tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Max Verstappen, the champion, is in second place in the trial run. Ferrari takes 1 and 3, excuse me, and Red Bull takes 2 and 4. The Mercedes-Benz team, it might be a challenge this year, as Hamilton takes 5th in the trial run. NBA Lakers, stop to believe at the moment. With a 128-123 victory over Toronto, James gets another 30-point game. Embiid and the Sixers improve their playoff hopes as they defeat Dallas 111-101. Brooklyn without Kyrie Irving defeat Portland 128-123 at Durant, scored 38. and Bowers-Gordon and the Knicks were on to beat the Washington Wizards 197. There you have Friday night, right? Friday night, right? And we take a break. Score update. Kansas 35, Creighton 32. With 3.5 minutes to go in half. Go Blue Jays.
Some other girls are filling your head with jive. So now you're acting like you don't know that I'm alive. Love you better wake up, yeah, before we break up and you lose me. But to me, the one who really loves you. Susie only wants you until the day.
Morris, Evans and Deshaun Watson rumors on Wednesday are loud and clear. Carson went to Washington football club. And for you guys, I will not be naming the Washington name. I will still be calling Washington the Washington football club. I do not like the name. Thursday, Brittany Grenier will be detained 2 more months, right at the beginning of the WNBA season, before the judge even talks to her. So, Grenier might be in jail for a long time in Russia. The first transgender becomes the D1 champion. And Leah Thomas. And there are many, many protesters out there at the championships. This is going to be interesting because a lot of females are not happy with transgender men going to be women because they can dominate. That's what I was just worked out. Baker Mayfield opened his mouth on Thursday. He was the guy in Cleveland demanding a trade. And this is where I go off the rails with this. If an African American had done this, it would cause him every day after his son. But Baker Mayfield said, "Oh, I don't care. That's right." And it's unusual. It's spoiled brat syndrome. Von Miller, the great Von Miller, is wearing a different blue uniform. He will go from Ram blue and gold to Buffalo Bill, red, white, blue. And that will improve the Bills' defense. They had no real pass rush. Now they do. The rich get richer. And I know the Giants will be really upset about this. Freddie Freeman will be going to the LA Dodgers this year. Now the Dodgers have not one, not two, but three All-Stars in their lineup. Mainly people got to do about that because the rich get richer while the poor get poor, like the Oakland A's, who continue to trade away their stars. Warriors. Stephon Curry definitely after a dirty play by Boston, rolling up the leg. And the NBA guy did about people cannot be rolling up people's legs. It should be a flagrant foul or ejection. Warriors administration not happy with this. Somebody say it was an accident. Yeah, okay. Green Bay's Devon Adams will be wearing black and silver next year. Now, everybody get all excited about this. You have to get the ball to the receiver. Hello? So, Derek Carr, I'm talking to you. Friday, the Phoenix in hot water again. As the owner, Robert Sarver, is under attack by 70 former players, former with racism, misogyny, and dehumanizing language. And here we go again with the LA Clippers syndrome. This has got to change. Well, we'll take a break. If I get this right, we'll take a break right now.
Well, you know you took my
Nice guy. I think it was Beats and Ralph Morgan's 500. Chase Briscoe wins his first race. This week is the Bulls Honor QT 500. Atlanta Motor Speedway. IndyCar. Last week there were Texas for the XBEL 305. The next race will be April 10th in California. The Long Beach Grand Prix. Formula 1. Last month, most of the teams were dealing with car problems. Bouncing cars on the track. Mercedes has a real issue with this. They lost 100 cars in their testing. This week, tomorrow morning, is a Bahrain Grand Prix. It seems like Ferrari and Red Bull have really stepped it up and might challenge Mercedes in 2022. We will see. Alrighty. Now, I'm going to get a little positive here for a minute. Before we go back to the sports and March Madness, Republican Party is running again in Georgia against Warnock. Republican Party has played this game over and over again. Minority against minority. And doing it again. When Herschel Walker against Warnock in this runoff in November, Warnock is going to win this thing. Not because he's a better candidate. Not because he understands the issue. It's because the Republican Party refuses to put up a qualified candidate. I'm going to play you a clip. Explain this after I play it now. But this is how the Republican Party runs. And this is a playbook ran out of white supremacy plan. Stop it.
All right, y'all. Herschel Walker is running for the United States Senate in Georgia. And if he again wins the Republican nomination, he's going to be facing Senator Raphael Warnock. So here's the whole deal, folks. So, we have showed y'all on many occasions how utterly ridiculous Herschel Walker is. We've showed y'all that, right? Listen to Herschel talk to at a church event about evolution.
Here, that means that somebody up there had to say, let there be light, that the earth started, and then he had to put someone there on earth. Because remember, Adam was there. Remember, Adam came there, then Eve came. So somebody had to start it out. That means it had to be a God. So it didn't just some bomb blew up and it started out. And then I tell you something else I heard. Now think about this. So at one time, science said man came from apes. Did it not?
Every time I read or hear that, I think to myself, you just didn't read the same Bible I did.
Well, this was interesting, though. If that is true, why are there still apes? Think about it.
You know, now you're getting too smart for us.
No. Think about this. We have an evolution that is, we've gotten so intelligent that if that is true, why are there still apes? And then the conception of a baby. Let me tell you, science can't do that. They still trying to do it, but it can't because there has to be a God.
Mustafa, I saw something earlier where somebody said dogs evolved from wolves and we still got wolves. This boy is dumb. He is, Mustafa, he is absolutely dumb.
You know, they love for us to tap dance and bojangle, and they will prop us up. And when I talk about them, we know which party I'm talking about. They love that. And, you know, I hope that he gets help for what I'm about to say, but he has said that he suffers from mental health challenges in the past. So I hope that he gets whatever help he needs to be able to address that, because that's significant. But at the same time, Georgia, what are you doing? How could you possibly put an individual like this up for one of your highest office with just incredible amounts of responsibility? When you do that, you embarrass Georgia. So we got to take this stuff more serious. I know we joke around and we're like, you know, well, what is this man talking about? Because evidently he didn't spend any time in some of the basic classes that are necessary, I would assume, for you to go and play ball at the college that he did. But, you know, it's still scary. And here's the other part that's scary, is that this is the best that the GOP has in Georgia to run against Reverend Warnock, Senator Warnock. So if that's all you got, then that explains why your policies are so weak. And that explains the previous conversation we had around critical race theory and a number of other things, because you have no substance. You see, his conversation has no substance. It's full of silliness. It's full of mistruths and a number of other things. That can be dangerous. But the real danger is that there is no substance in what these folks continue to push forward. And that's why they prop up individuals like our brother Herschel, and that he is an individual who could very easily be elected. And we already know we have a number of problems in our country, and that we literally need to have the best people trying their hardest to actually get us to where we need to be.
But Kelly, here's the deal, though. He's so dumb. What he said, it's a whole bunch of folks on the right in Georgia going, yep, that sound about right, Herschel. You right, Herschel. I agree with you. So he playing to the dumb, they always say playing to the cheap seats. He playing to the dumb seats.
You know, ignorance is a hell of a drug. And it is unfortunate that this black man has fallen subject to white gaze and fallen victim to the drug of white gaze, because that's really what this is. The fact that he now has a platform that has basically been substantiated by the very people who would not give two craps about him if he were not in this party. It is unfortunate. Out of from an empathy standpoint, I am actually concerned, considering that he was a former football player. He had a relatively extensive career in two football leagues, if I'm not mistaken, and that can account for concussions and brain injuries that he doesn't know about, because the way in which he speaks, the cadence in which he speaks, indicates that something could very well be wrong with him. Like Mustafa said, he himself has admitted to mental health issues, but it looks like it could be something deeper there. And that is where my concern lies, not necessarily in his politics. We already know that's a crock of crap, you know, but his health is my concern. And if your health is in jeopardy as you are running for Senate, God forbid he wins and he has to actually help draft legislation and endorse legislation. From the looks of this videos and videos in the past, he does not understand legislation or the logic behind it, or, you know, the rationale to promote it. You know, he will be representing an entire state that has a slew of issues that he frankly does not understand. That is where my concern lies when I see tapes like this. Is it funny? Sure, if you look at it surface level. But the deeper meaning behind this is that he very well might not be mentally fit for office. And yet, because of this age of misinformation and just people wanting to be in their own echo chamber, we're going to ignore something like this. And the state of Georgia could be in jeopardy because of it.
DeMarro, the thing here, again, it's interesting. When you talk to a lot of folks on the right, I mean, they really celebrate dumb. I mean, Louis Gohmert in the House, dumb. Matt Gaetz, dumb. Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee on the Senate side, dumb as hell. Tommy Tuberville is absolutely the dumbest sumbitch in the U.S. Senate. I mean, dumb. And so Herschel Walker is just falling in line with more dumb people on the right.
I think we're missing the real point here. Politics, at the end of the day, is who gets what, when, where, and how. And those people that are in power, they want Herschel Walker because he meets two qualifications. Number one, he believes 100% in white supremacy. Number two, he will be easily controlled. They don't give a dang of how smart he is, if he's sick, anything. We all understand that when it really comes down to it, he's not going to be writing any bills. It's going to be the lobbyists and the powerful people that put him in place. That's why they have him in place. They don't care about anything else about Herschel Walker. We can talk about how he sounds like he has a concussion right now as we speak. The reality is, as long as he adheres to white supremacy and he's easily controlled, that's who they want in the U.S. Congress. That's who the powerful corporations want. That's who the white supremacists want. That's who Mitch McConnell wants, someone he can control. So my hope is that Brother Raphael Warnock has just tremendous support. He gets the type of financial support, and he gets his base out to be able to beat back this particular Herschel Walker, because he has a very good chance of being successful. He's a football player who believes in white supremacy and easily controlled. It's a dangerous situation for all of us who believe in truth, justice, and equity.
Look, I agree, but I just want folk to understand how stupid is stupid and is on display in the Georgia race.
Oh, that's not what my uncle's video is, just one moment.
And that is black or black crime. Republicans are good at doing that. They've been doing it for years. There's nothing new here. Herschel Walker is there because of one reason. The Democrats have a black candidate that is very, very intelligent and very well-spoken and has the support of the black community. Herschel Walker didn't know how to get over black community is. Again, black or black crime. Right? That's what this is. That's all this is. And the Republican Party is playing this game over and over again. What are you doing? Look, I would have more respect if the Republican Party would put up a candidate like J.T. Watts. Why? Because J.T. Watts is true to school, okay? J.T. Watts is a true Republican. J.T. Watts says what he's going to do and does what he's going to say. But because of the leadership of the party in Florida, that got need to not be in Washington, period. And they're right. These three clowns are catering to the dumb mode. D-U-M-B mode. That's where we are, right? Because we have a president. We have a president that loves to be dumb. He loved it. And nobody cared. Nobody cares. And the worst, stupidest president in the history of America. Nobody cares. America's got to do better than this. You got to do better than this. And I got the right song for you. I got the right song for you. Right? This is it.
Looking at my
thinking about doing it because they get rewarded. They get rewarded in Colorado. They get rewarded in Florida. They get rewarded in Tennessee and Kentucky. They get rewarded in Texas. Stop rewarding these bulls. If you demand a better product, you get it. Same thing in sports. Same thing the Chicago Cubs. They know. The Cubs went for years and years. The Chicago Cubs were a doormat of the National League. Nobody cared. Finally, the Chicago Cubs fan base said, look, enough is enough. We want a winner. We will not be going to your game until you give us a winner. Cubs don't even get it. Back in the 80s, attendance started dropping. That was the reason why. Well, guess what? The Cubs finally put a winning team together and won the World Series. Finally, the Boston Red Sox, they made. Oh, we'll go to the game. You win 100. You lose 100 games. That's okay. Red Sox fans, enough. Enough. We want to win the World Series. They did it. Right now, currently, 2022, the New York Football Giants are doing the same damn thing. Okay? The New York football Giants stink. I mean, they stink from offense. They stink at quarterback. They stink at defense. They have absolutely nothing on the field. When they traded away Odell Beckham, that was the end of the show. They need to go win with this quarterback, Jones. Really? I don't think so. The New York Jets are right behind them in the same stadium. The New York Giants and the New York Jets in the same stadium. Are you kidding me? You put those two teams together and don't go win. That's how bad these guys are. The fan base, once again, guys, demand better play. And I know why they're foolish. And the Republican Party, foolish. Get back to sports. The Lady Zalukis in the Missouri Valley Conference. Last week, I was doing a bad start. Lady Illinois State Redbirds did not let up, and Redbirds beat the Lady Zalukis 50-42 last week. Redbird played the Lady Panthers of UNI after the Panthers beat the Missouri State Bears 63-57. And the Missouri State Bears are only the Bulldogs are only two teams standing in the NIT. both play today. So, with the NBC, well, as they lose, they're going to lose another team this year, while Verizon will move out of the conference, and another is moving out of the conference, as Murray State moves into the conference. So we have two teams moving out of the conference and one team moving in as the Missouri Valley changes once again. Murray State took out USF this Thursday. Great game. That's what March Madness is about. March Madness, games like that, you want to see every day. Games like today with Baylor and USC, you want to see every day. It doesn't happen because of the way the seedings are. And speaking of seedings, the NWAC, the MEAC needs to boycott the NCAA. Enough. After 40 years, you cannot give a grad school a higher than 14 seed. Meanwhile, you had two teams with the same record as these MEAC teams, with a 7-8 seed. Come on, who you booing? They need to walk out. Enough is enough. 40 years that you can't do this. I'll get tired of it. I don't know about you, but I get tired of it. And as you would say, I'm on your side.
We get left behind.
my girl, and the mobile. I'll never forget walking down Durant Avenue, Brooklyn, California, 1979, going to record store, and who is my autograph? And the mobile. I just bought her brand, her first record. She signed the record. Can't believe it. 40 years ago, streets of Brooklyn, California. Breaking news. There you go. Cleveland Browns have signed Jacoby Brissett to back up Deshaun Watson. This is in the news. So now the Browns have not one, but two African-American quarterbacks. And you know, we all know that Baker Mayfield will not be wearing green and brown colors in 2022. And Baker Mayfield is the average quarterback, average. What they did was they promoted this guy into a great quarterback. And he is a serviceable quarterback. He is not that great quarterback he was to be. So the Cleveland Browns are moving in a different direction. And they now have Deshaun Watson starting as the coming Brissett back it up. Now see, if Baker Mayfield had kept quiet, maybe he might be still in Cleveland. But because he keeps running his mouth, he's out there. I'm just saying, it's going to be interesting season because now the AFC, I think, is the best division overall. Even though the Rams won the Super Bowl, the AFC is better. We will find out in 6 months. I can't be able to say that. 6 months. 6 months, it'll be a new season. 6 months, the Los Angeles Rams will be defending their championship as they sign a new contract with Matthew Stafford. And we all know how Michael Bill about Matthew Stafford. I won't go into that, but y'all know Jacoby Brissett will be a good addition in Cleveland. Now we know where Cleveland is going. With Watson as his daughter and Brissett as a backup quarterback, Mayfield better pack your bags. There we go.
I just heard you.
What? Yep. What?
You know how I feel about Matthew Stafford. The boy is shit. And then he got a year's reprieve because of the way the referees cheated in that game. And
yeah,
if you talk about Donald Trump talking about the election was legal, this game was illegal. Lord have mercy.
Everybody played it
straight for the last 2 minutes, and then they have 9 chances to score. I mean, how more one-sided can you get? But
Matthew Stafford
can't be scared.
What do you think about the show? Jacoby Brissett signing in Cleveland?
Jacoby Brissett signed with Cleveland?
Yeah.
Well.
This morning.
So now we got Brissett and Watson.
Yep.
Well, I guess that tightens up the quarterback situation, don't it? We don't have to worry about anything.
That's it.
Now that's interesting. We got
Michael,
Well, see, you know Baker Mayfield's gone. I mean, he knew he was gone. He's an arrogant white kid, and he acted like an arrogant white kid. There's no way he believes he's better than Deshaun Watson. He couldn't even spell Deshaun Watson to be better than Deshaun Watson. No joke. But in all honesty, Baker Mayfield had more than enough time to prove himself. Now, in all the years, all the years that we've done draft and pro stuff, and I'm sure Tony would agree with me on this, you basically got 3 years to get it right.
Yep.
1 year, you got to pretty much learn the playbook. Two, depending on your position, it's about application and situation. So about a third year, you should know what the hell you're doing. Baker Mayfield, about a third year, really didn't have an idea of what he was doing. What he did have was a very strong running game, which helped him get to the playoffs. There's no question that Chubb and the kid who came from Kansas City helped him lock up that playoff spot. But in terms
also, the Cleveland Brown organization gave him what he needed. They gave him OJB. What more did he give? They gave a wide receiver.
The owner was desperate. The owner gave him everything he needed, and he still couldn't succeed. So there's no need to cry about it. Just accept the fact they're just not as good and deal with it. You know, if he moves on to Indianapolis or wherever the hell else he's going, we don't care. You know, he knows his privilege alone keeps him in the NFL because he's a white quarterback. But the situation in Denver with Bridgewater and Wilson, and now with Cleveland with Watson and Brissett, I mean, the AFC is going to be a dogfight every weekend. I mean, the AFC West was bad enough with Wilson going up against Herbert and, well, now Seattle. I don't know, Drew Lock. There's a big question mark there. But the bottom line was with Mahomes and Herbert, games in the AFC West were going to be quite entertaining. And now with the AFC North like it is, Cleveland will be betting Cincinnati. Those games will really mean even more than the normal rivalry will. Pittsburgh will have to say something about it, and they're going to have to say a lot more than Matthew Trubisky because that boy ain't shit either. So having said all that, the AFC is going to be a lot of fun, but it's going to be a lot of money spent because you can't argue with $230 million, $46 million a year, roughly.
It's good. It is great. It is. You know what I read the other day?
What?
I read the other day that California wants to get in on it. If California gets in on this thing, it's over. It's over.
Yeah.
It's done.
That's right. Look, how are you going to argue with all this money that's flying around right now? I was just in the area where I heard guys talking about the NCAAs and how much money was lost after St. Peter's upset Kentucky and after North Carolina.
Yeah.
I mean, Gary, I would like to think that I can count that high, but I really don't think I can. I don't know how much the difference is between a goo and a gob, but there's goo gobs of money just falling all over the place. And
$48 million thing is, what do you call
brackets?
Yeah, 48 million brackets. When Notre Dame beat Alabama, no bracket was perfect.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. There's a whole lot of stuff that got
48 million.
Well, come on. This is sports' version of the lottery. You got to be in it to win. So everybody makes a bracket, and you know there's going to be upsets. You know there's always upsets. And this year, a 15 knocked off a 2. So good on St. Peter's. Twice. So good on St. Peter's. But now look at all what's going on. Can you imagine how much money just left and how much money the casinos are saying, cha-ching, because it's in and spent. There's nothing they can do about it. They can't take it back.
This is a bad way to go.
They can't make any excuses about this now. It's all done. Don't hide. Don't make any excuses. This is straight up gambling. Sports gambling, not gaming. Gambling is in effect. And everybody.
People in California. FanDuel and DraftKings are trying to move into California.
Yep.
Our Native American brothers are fighting this tooth and nail. There is a ballot, a motion on the ballot this June.
Mm-hmm.
If this ballot goes through, FanDuel and DraftKings will be a staple of the California landscape.
That's right. Don't joke about that. I tell you, in Canada, when they were using the BC Lottery Corporation to set up football tickets, it was a booming business, and people made money. And see, in Canada, unlike the state, if you win more than the $600 on a bet, you get to keep it. I don't know what they do as far as taxes is concerned, but it's your money. You win $10,000, you win $10,000. Now, what they do here, that's another story. But the whole point is you got action. If you get everybody addicted to the action, you're done. You're good as spent because everyone will bet every time, and there'll always be something to bet about. Now, there won't be anything as huge as the Super Bowl or March Madness, you know, over the course of the year. Baseball hasn't generated that kind of action. You can bet on single games now, but, you know, who really bets on baseball? It's kind of hard to bet on baseball, in all honesty, and for a few years, I've never really gotten the hang of it.
Yeah. It's a weird basketball, baseball, and hockey are strange numbers. I don't understand it at all.
Yeah, no, I don't understand it, but the big combination of baseball, or rather basketball and football, will generate revenue for good. And once we get past the draft in April and they set up the lines for who gets the Super Bowl and playoffs and divisions, et cetera, it will be super hot. Now, Patrick told me about the deal that went down when Deshaun Watson signed his contract. So I know he's going to have something to talk about more significant next week when he's on my show. But the whole point is they can't hide this anymore, Gary. FanDuel is going to go on ahead and do what they do. California is going to be wide open. against it. They're not going to talk about the people who will be betting their mortgages on houses and stuff because they'll be in the minority, although they will be there. They'll talk about
the
how
Native Americans are speaking up very loudly about this.
Oh, yeah. But they're talking about how this will benefit education and all this other crap because that's what they did in New York State in 1976 when they set up the lottery. You know, and I haven't seen any high school basketball team or other athletic team yet that has money for uniforms. They have people baking cookies for uniforms. I mean, this ain't Catholic school. They've been doing this, and whoever the corporation is that runs this lottery, they're getting over like fat rats in a cheese factory.
Yeah, well...
exactly what they said in New York.
Okay, here we are, 2022, and where'd that money go?
There you go. That's the question.
And nobody, this is what drives me crazy about America. Nobody challenges what they did.
No, they really don't know, Gary. Come on, it's been 46 years since New York said that crap. Even the commercials have stopped saying proceeds to benefit education. No, they don't doggone well. Ain't no education going on in that bad boy. They're talking about collecting. They're talking about boom, 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 boom. They're collecting that money, and they don't give a shit where it comes from, how long it's going to be there. It's theirs, and they ain't giving it up for nobody.
Well, I want to move on to our next subject.
Yes, sir.
Our next subject is the NCAA, and I know you and I don't agree on this. Gary Gray is saying the MEAC, the NWAC, the CIAA, and the NIAC, for those who don't know what this is, these are African-American conferences based. And for the last 45 years, the NCAA has given black schools a 14, 15, and 16 seats. In fact, this year, Jackson State had to qualify not once, but twice.
Yep.
No white school ever had to do that.
No.
And now, in my opinion, it's time to walk away from this.
Gary, they're not gonna walk away.
Because, Michael, we are not getting respect. That's the bottom line. You had two white schools with the same record as.
Now they give you that strength of schedule BS. Look, we know they tolerate them. They're doing this only because they're tolerating them. They can't do anything about it because they don't want to be accused of out-and-out racism, especially since they got other black folks playing for other teams elsewhere in other conferences. They're getting everything they can get from this, and they're not going to make any difference.
What happened to Jackson State this year?
But it doesn't change the fact that you know you have to play the game to get in. Getting in is a check. It's a significantly sized check. And everybody will do everything they can. But the way they do it now is a little different. Now, the game we've seen and how it's changed, as far as the NCAA is concerned, is kind of like the draft. You know how when they say that Gary Gray at Southern Illinois is a rising star? Well, that's because somebody gave Mel Kiper or Todd McNugget or whoever the hell a check so that he could say that crap as the draft is coming on. Now, instead, they talk about how these teams are significantly better than what they are and that they have a better chance to be better than on the bubble. So they'll do this instead. And now you have a team that will get in because somebody has already endorsed them. And they won't say why. They'll just say straight up, they got to get in, and these so-called bracketologists will make up their excuse and get them in.
Well, I'm going to tell you, this is going to be my last year
called a tournament if you know there's no way you're getting in. Now, remember they used to call it the invitational? Well, they don't want to invite you. So you can't even call it an invitational anymore. There's no correct formal name for this competition anymore because we've gone past that. They were going to lose them anyway because when they sit down and weigh how much each school brings to the table, they always add in the people factor. This is what they do with college football. If a school can bring people to an event, they consider that. That gets more consideration now than anything else. A community school like, say, Temple doesn't stand a chance because they don't really have a lot of people, you know, other than those who go subway or public transportation to the game. They don't have a big stadium. They don't have a following that lives and dies. Not to say Temple people aren't loyal to their school, but a school like, say, Tennessee and the SEC, you know, they have people mobilized to go. Even if they lost every damn game, they would still have people going.
Well, I remember when the NCAA had the first time out here in San Jose at the drug tank.
Yes.
SIU played Kansas. I'll never forget. SIU played Kansas. SIU was kicking Kansas for
Yep.
I, Michael, I am still looking at that traveling call. I can't find a traveling call. That traveling call, of course, is looking for 4 points.
Yeah.
And that 4 points means Kansas won. And you know, I'm going to tell you, when I was at the arena, I saw a gazillion Kansas fans. I did not see that many SIU fans. That's the reason why Kansas won.
Everything comes down to if you can count. They already know if your people aren't following your team, you're not bringing money into the state. And if you're not bringing money to the table, you're not getting in. Yep.
I see Kansas right now playing Creighton. And once again, here we go with numbers game.
Mm-hmm.
How many people from Creighton is going to go to the game compared to people in Kansas? I have to tell you, in Kansas.
Well, see, they know it's a moral imperative for them to have their people come. This is money they're talking about. They understand the business of this now, Gary. This is way past, you know, brick a black, firecracker, sis, boom, bah. You know, they know this is big money. They know a bid is worth X number thousand to them, to a school, X number thousand to the endowment of the school. The bracketologists who politicize getting in, they know what this means. So they have the people there, just like the NFL now has journalists who basically work for the team. They don't have anybody trying to objectively speak for them. We already know they're shilling for the team. So we got people shilling for the college team. So Kansas or whoever else is on the mix, they're not gonna be involved in this. They'll act like they don't know, but they really do know.
I think that the sports world is really getting into the dirty water now. Speaking of dirty water, Mr. Gregory of the Dallas Cowboys, how can you sign two contracts at the same time? How does that work?
I'm still waiting to see what the ruling's going to be on that. You signed two different contracts with two different teams. I appreciate that you have a right to go where you want to go, but damn.
he died with Denver in the morning, and then died with Dallas in the afternoon. How do you do that?
No, this is just Airhead 101. How can you do this? This would be a case of fraud, conditioned on assholery, that you're stupid enough to sign two different contracts with two different teams. You got to know. I mean, this is not a Cube King just out of school. He's an NFL veteran. He's got seven.
Yeah.
He should know better. His agent know better. His agent could have told him, Randy, you can't sign with more than one team. Where was the help?
What do you think about the Washington Football Club name?
Well, this Commander stuff, it's not the R word, so I'm kind of ambivalent about it, G. I really don't care. All I know is whatever the name was going to be, they were going to make money off of it because it wasn't the other name anymore. So for swag purposes, people were going to go ahead and get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just told my Graham Cove people, I will not be calling them the Commanders. I will be calling them the Washington Football Club from now on. And that's going to be their name for me from now on. I'm not calling them the Commanders. Because I think it's a militaristic power
name, but what is the problem you have with the name? I mean, it's not the other name now. It's not offensive.
I know, but it's the Commanders. It almost matches. I don't want to go there.
Well, if you don't want to go there, let's remember, the Washington team was never high up on the list of teams selling official swag anyway. So whatever one they make from this, that's clean profit from them. They don't care. I think when they were the other name of the team, they didn't care because they were still making money.
Yeah.
And the team's almost worth $6 billion.
Right. Okay, well, I guess I tried. Did you see the Boston telling the Golden Warriors this week?
No, I did not. What happened?
Steph Curry had the ball going, It was a loose ball. Steph Curry and one of the guards was grabbing the ball. And the man rolled up Curry's leg. And Curry got injured. He got his main foot. Now, I've been saying for years and years and years that if you roll up on somebody's head, you need to get technical foul, and you need to be executed out of the game. I've seen too many players get their careers ruined by players rolling up players. You can't do that.
Yeah, I agree, but I haven't seen the play. I mean, if it's as bad as you say it is, you know, the foul should speak for itself. But, you know, there's one – when the game is played like this and there's action going on, you can't catch yourself and say, oh, I got to break myself or I got to hold up. Sometimes it's just from reaction. And you got to call it what it is. It is not a deliberate attempt to hurt somebody.
Yeah, but I see too many basketball games and too many times people do that. I understand about the momentum and stuff, but sometimes I think these guys know what they're doing. I think they know what they're doing.
Yeah, I know people hurt folks sometimes. That's true. But you can't take away the fact that they're in the middle of trying to play. If they're hustling, how are you going to fault them for hustling? If they're lazy, you know, you're going to punish them for saying, well, the announcer will say he didn't go after that ball. You know, you can't have it both ways.
Well, the reason why I go after it now because Steph Curry will be out the rest of the year. He's out the rest of the year now. So that's a problem.
You know, go back to the gambling thing. You make it a bigger problem if, say, somebody like a Curry is out for the year. I don't know if basketball is bet in certain areas the way football is bet, but yes, you take somebody like a Steph Curry out the mix, that changes everything for that franchise, especially at the betting window.
Yep. It sure does. Okay, have you been checking out the Leah Thomas issue? Transgender,
Oh, Leah Thomas?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's your take on that?
You know, I think we've come to a point where somebody has put the brakes on this.
If Leah Thomas wants to be a girl, God bless her. I ain't got no beef for that.
If she's gonna compete,
then she's got another parameters of which she's gonna compete under. And don't say you owe me this because I'm swimming this or I'm swimming that. You know, enough already. The science stuff, that's for somebody else to sort out. But the actual event, you know, Title IX was fought for years about this crap. And now that you have somebody who can compete on this level, they're going to say, oh, gee, now what? Because even though she wins the competition, they are still saying, now what? Not that this will lead to a rush of transgender stars, but you put yourself in a bad situation by creating the problem in the first place.
Leah Thomas
will have to have a come to Jesus moment and say to herself, all right, if I'm going to be a woman, standards-wise, things have to change.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do with this transgender thing. I really don't.
If you use your body for strength, and you become it's not fair for the other ladies because
that's
you have a power and strength. So I understand, I get it, but what are you gonna do because you're physically is a female, but you know, she has all the male attributes.
I agree. Whatever Leah Thomas comes to terms with, well, see, what they have to come to terms with is, all right, if she raises a stink about it and they make it a court case and it's issued a legality, then it's a whole other story. You know, she swam on the field, she swam in the pool, she won the race. Okay.
Yep.
Who she won the race against? She won the race against other women.
Yep.
All right. Well, if she won the race against other women, then there has to be a standard. And if that standard had not been produced already by Title IX, they have to make one.
Yeah.
There is one. And it does not allow for or has not included the actions or the performances of transgender athletes. So this one's got a little while to settle.
Also, Brittany Griner is in jail in Russia, and why is that, this is not good news, because why is that, like, they won't even talk to her until 2 months from now.
Yeah. I'm scared for Gary. I'm scared for Brittany, Gary. I think because she's high profile, this situation got her where she got her. But having to wait 2 months longer and be in a jail where she's 6'7", she really can't sleep in a bed like that because they weren't made for people that tall, men or women. And on top of all this, I think she's a lot worse off than they're making her out to be. They're not going to say anything. But I have a feeling she's in really bad trouble over there.
Yeah.
You know, they do not care about Americans abroad. I shit you not on this. And that she's high profile makes it even worse. Now, if they use her for a bargaining chip with other things going along, how this war comes along, you know, that remains to be seen. But she broke the law. This all starts with the fact that she knew better. So how stupid can you be? For knowing that you thought that, oh, they're just going to ignore me because I'm a 6'7" black woman playing basketball in Russia. No, you dumb bitch. You fucked up. And somebody has to say it just like that because you can't make excuses for this anymore. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. If you're not
well,
in Rome.
My thing is this. You were there for 7 years. You know what the rules are. What are you doing?
Exactly. She knows what the rules are. You know, even beyond that, you live in the area 7 years. You know what you can and what you can't do. She knew she couldn't do that. She just thought, well, you know, nobody's going to pay attention to me. And there, somebody is paying attention to her. How stupid can you get?
One last issue before we get out of here. The Vinny's son's owner, Robert Zaber, is under fire. His 70 former Ed Guard employees.
Yes.
He used racist, sexist, homophobic words against their employees. Does this sound familiar to you?
Yeah. But we know that. How many other coaches have done this?
Who are they? It's the owner.
This is the owner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, when you pay attention to the black...
How many times have you had to walk this road? You see it before.
Look. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah,
what are they gonna do?
That's right.
What are they going to smack him on the wrist? He already knows. They can't go but so far with this. So,
yeah.
He'll pay the fine, he'll shut up. But it doesn't make any difference. He did what he did. And he'll probably do it again.
Michael, because of the Los Angeles Clipper episode, I think this guy's in trouble. I think he's in real trouble.
Well, I don't know. I think at this point in time, they all know who does what. And they all know how to regulate who goes too far. If this is not going too far, nothing will be said, nothing will be done. It'll be a story that grows over.
We got the baseball guru in the house.
Uh-oh.
Andy McGray. What's up, man? What's up, team?
And guys, I don't even want to tell you the stuff that the gorilla did that wasn't reported, but you know, it could be, you know, it's not pretty. It's not pretty.
What's the gorilla do?
Hey, I apologize for being a little late. We had a little outing at church, but yeah, it's interesting all the money that's being thrown around in baseball. And remember, the owners ain't, you know, remember, the owners ain't making money. For some teams that supposedly ain't making money, they sure are, well, with the exception of the A's and the Reds, everybody's throwing around all sorts of bucks now.
Wait, Tony, the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Blue Bicycle, got a Rolls Royce. Come on.
Yeah, look, Atlanta got younger. You could argue, did they get better with Olsen over Freeman, but, That's a hell of a move for the Dodgers. I think, it definitely put them back in the mix. But, see, they also wound up losing Kenley Hanley to the Braves.
Yeah, but he
could do some things. He could definitely do some things for that Braves bullpen. And... you know, again, I guess the biggest question is Olsen an upgrade with Freeman? I mean, he's definitely younger. He probably is a little bit more of a power hitting guy, although Freeman or whatever. But, yeah, and Correa going to the Twins, very quietly, the Twins are putting together a little interesting ball club here.
That's going to be interesting.
I have one question for you, Tony. I'm really getting annoyed with this. The Oakland A's, once again, getting everybody else dark. Host is gone.
You know that they're unfortunately they're showing their fans their true colors by letting them go, and now to their credit, they have allegedly got great prospects for these guys. But the thing is, here's the thing: once these guys start asking for more than $2 an hour, they're gonna let them go. So. It's like, because look, here's the thing, and this is the thing that folks need to understand. Now, remember, we're not that, last month at this time, we ain't got that much money. We can't be doing all this stuff, and the sport is dying, and all this other stuff. Meanwhile, somebody's signing or getting traded seven figures every day, basically, since the lockout has ended. Now, either, in the words of Big Daddy Lipscomb, you mean ain't nobody got no money? Or should I say Neil Brown? Ain't nobody see nothing? Ain't nobody see nothing?
And to top it off, this Thursday. Oakland, Coliseum, and the city of Oakland, once again, will go to the dance about this new ballpark.
Oh, jeez.
Again.
You know, it's so silly that they keep doing this dance, man. I mean,
Just get it over with and move the team.
Move on to Vegas and get over with. Here's the thing, though. They moved the team, if they were going to do it, they probably should have done it already, because right now, look, what's the over-under for their home opener? Less than 10,000 for their home opener.
Wow.
Well, if they keep doing what they're doing, nobody's
going to
be there.
Well, look, they might as well look. Even Witness Protection's got more talent on their team right now than the A's. Now, they got all these prospects, and they've got all these kids coming up, but see, it's not going to mean anything if they wind up doing their best work for somebody else.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't even Moneyball. This is the West Coast version of the Marlins.
How can you promote your sport? We had no radio following. One TV station. How can you do this?
They do get, they still have the TV thing with Comcast, Cali or what have you. They still have a radio affiliate though, don't they?
Oh, they don't.
They don't?
No.
Wow. They don't have a radio affiliate? Wow.
Last 2 years, Timbuktu, I know where it is.
No, seriously, you got to ask, how is Major League Baseball allowing this to happen? How could they not have an affiliate?
Yeah. And see, here's the thing. Now, when the Dodgers and the Mets and the Yankees and the Cubs and all these other teams go over the luxury tax, and they get basically that welfare money, How, you know, that's ridiculous. I mean, look, I know at one point during those last 2 years with the Expos, when Major League Baseball was running them, they were on an only an internet radio station, only on the internet. Even in the bad old days of the late 70s, they were on like some college station. I think University of Cal at Santa Cruz, the Banana Slugs. I think that's who were doing their games.
But how can that even be? How can a C not see that a Major League Baseball team would have to have a radio station? I mean, that's a moral imperative. And how would they not jump for the rights to have those games viewed on there?
How can you go from the great Western Golden West Radio Network, which all the way from Seattle to L.A., to nothing as it is?
Yeah, that's beyond piss poor, because you know, even though physically they're not a major league team right now, they are a major league team, and you know, they get X amount of dollars with the, especially now with these two new TV deals with Amazon Prime and Apple.
Right.
You know, it's but see, again, this is Major League Baseball, you know, just for the, because see, look, even if you're a diehard A's fan, you're kicking your dog and everything. It's like, you're not even, I mean, you have, and we'll have the nerve, and see, I mean, how much is a general admission ticket in Oakland?
Well, the
bleacher
seat is
$7.50
now.
Okay. And even that's too high.
Nowhere else in the league do you have a bleacher seat that low. Nowhere.
Yes, $7.50. And even, to be quite honest with you, even the $7.50 is too high, considering that, you know, that they're not, I mean, clearly they're not a major league team right now. And see, my thing is, now, what's even worse, Cincinnati basically is shutting it down now too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here's the thing, if you had the playoff format that they're using this year, last year the Reds were a playoff team.
Yeah.
And now they're gonna just shut it down. I mean, they've let, they, you know, so they're gonna let Joey Votto go too?
I think baseball is in real, I think baseball is in serious trouble because of teams doing what the A's are doing. I think it's a complete disgrace.
Well,
if I am an A's man, I'm not going to the game.
Yeah, even your diehards right now are like saying, what the hell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are you doing?
There's no incentive to go to A's game, because if it's a professional team, you have to feel when you walk into the stadium that your team's going to win. I don't think A's
or at least
fans
compete.
Really are with that feeling.
Yeah. Or at least compete, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said this 3 years ago, I believe the A's would go to Vegas. They would be going to Vegas years ago.
I agree with you, but, you know, you still have to, look, you can go to Vegas, that's fine. But you still have to make it, you know, look, if you, you know, you still have to have, you have to give your fans an incentive to want to go. Now, look, if they go to Vegas, they're going to be just another outside whatever in Vegas. You still yep. got to compete. You still have yep. to make, I mean, yeah, you want to be the Vegas A's, that's fine. But who the hell's going to want to come see you?
But yep. see, this is the thing. I need to go on this. In yep. Vegas, people come in and go out. People come in and go out. This is what they do in Reno. I went to Reno. I went to the Reno double AD, which is a lot of fun, right? So you had these people coming in and going out of town, and they would go to a ball game. They don't care who it is because they're outsiders.
Well, but see, and I get that, but see, let's just say for whatever that the A's are in Vegas next year. No disrespect, I'd rather go see the Reno team than the alleged Major League team, especially if they're not going to really add to it. Because, look, you know, the thing is with Vegas, you got to remember, between the casinos and everything else, you still have to have something that's going to attract folks. You know, you just can see they're basically taking the 1970 attitude of, oh, it's Major League Baseball, they'll come. No, they won't. You still mm-hmm. have to give them something to go look. However you look at the Raiders, because of their history and because they're, you know, somewhat competing, they've got something, that, you know, they just went and picked up Devontae Adams. So now they've got, you know, there's an incentive to go see them. You've got the WNBA team that arguably has one of the best players in the league with Adrian Wilson, and you still got the running Rebs and everything else, and you know, plus the whole betting factor. But you know, you still have to sell. You know, what do you know? If I'm a baseball fan in Vegas and the A's are coming up to me, what do you give? You know, what are you bringing to the table?
Yes.
I see this scenario now where the A's will drag this stadium out another year, maybe 2 years. Meanwhile, these young guys get good in Oakland, and then the third year of their contracts, they move to Vegas.
Well, see, are they that's all? Are they gonna keep them when they go to Vegas,
yeah,
or are they gonna unload them?
Once they get to Vegas, they'll keep them. They'll get rid of them.
Yeah, well,
It doesn't work like that. Guy, remember your hockey team, the Oakland Golden Seals. They had a market. They were going on in the spirit of franchising and expansion. It looked like it was going to work, but then people stopped coming. Why did they stop coming? Because they were losing games. What in
well,
the name
because,
is
well, also, yeah, yeah, geez, get older too. That's part of Rob too.
Yeah, but I get that. But you know what? That's the same guy that was right in the middle of a dynasty baseball wise too, though.
That's right. Even if he was a cheapskate, if they're winning games, people are coming to see them. So I reiterate, what in the name of Gil Meloche was Oakland going to do if they couldn't win the games? That's why they lost the franchise.
Yeah.
You still look. You still have to sell your team to the field for whatever, you know, especially, look, think of the climate when the Golden Seals were there, and think of the climate now. I'll go even further. Look, Vegas, before you had all the sports teams, was an attraction in and of itself.
Right.
Now, you've got those same attractions, but you also have professional teams there. You are literally, I mean, you know, they're going to be, they're going to, you know, if they thought they didn't draw in Oakland, they may draw even less in Vegas.
Come on.
I mean, maybe the first year, because of the novelty of it, the first year, because usually the first year, you know, you take, it's sort of like, you know, with the, you're sort of like the first year with the Mets when they basically outdrew the Yankees. Now, a lot of that had to do with the fact that, you know, they were starved for a team. But see, here's the thing. Vegas isn't starved for a team or teams. They've got elite teams. You've got to come in there with some – now, look, I'm not saying they got to come in there like the Golden Knights, but you've got to at least – you've got to at least be saying, okay, I'm going to go catch the A's tonight so I can see the other team.
Cool. There you go.
Because you're going there to see the, you damn sure ain't going there to see the A's, that's for sure.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And the A's can be the double A team, yeah, for real.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, you know, think about this. Seattle is a contender now. That whole division, you know, yeah, Houston just lost Correa. But they're probably still looked upon as favorites in that division. Mm-hmm. Yep. And hell, even as up and down and as one-sided the Angels are, the Angels basically have two attractions, Mike Trout and Ohtani.
Yeah.
Just that alone is going to bring just those two guys alone are going to make it so that you're going to at least do at least 2.5 mil right there. And that's not counting the foreign audience that's going to go there to watch Ohtani.
Come on.
If I'm an Oakland A's. Who is their opening day starter?
I don't know.
Exactly. And the messed up thing is neither do they.
even during their Moneyball phases when they were winning games down the stretch, if you went to a store and got an A's jersey, which player do you get?
You would have had a Chapman, you would have had a Chris Davis. Someone, you know, they had Donaldson for a hot minute, but now they do not have an identifiable player on their team.
Nobody. And even the uniform don't mean that much. See, back in the day, you know, when I was going to grade school. I love the Oakland A's. Why do I love the Oakland A's?
Because they had 10,000 different jerseys.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. And they wore white cleats. They were the only team that had white cleats.
I think it was like the 75 All-Star game. They had, I think, six or seven guys in the game, all of them wore a different jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it was only, I mean, even that would be, I mean, that's, I mean, they're literally nameless, a nameless, faceless franchise right now.
They are. And baseball,
and it shouldn't
baseball
be.
Is doing nothing, nothing,
but
nothing
see, to but
correct.
See, here's
the,
but see,
the correctness.
But see, as much as we know Martin Luther Manfred is not doing anything to help, I got to put this one on the franchise.
Yes.
I got to put this one on the franchise now because, you know, and we all know the problems, but, you know, we all know the relationship them and the Oakland City Council have had over the last, you know, few years or what have you. But, you know, if you're going to leave, leave already. Don't, you know, because it's pretty obvious that the city council is not going to help. I mean, whatever this meeting winds up being on Thursday, it's just going to be a lot of, it's just going to be a lot of empty promises and half-eaten donuts for the most part.
And see, all this started back in 2008.
After they lost, to me, after they lost to the Tigers in the 06,
yes.
Pretty much, or maybe you can go back to like when they lost the wild card game with the Royals in 2014. Maybe then, but it's
no,
you know
the Verlander. I think the Verlander they killed them.
Yeah. And see, here's the thing. To me, don't really have to do it because see, think of what the Twins did. Now, yes, signing Correa was a big thing. But look, they unloaded Donaldson. They get Gio Urshela. They get Gary Sanchez. Kenta Maeda goes down. They go get Sonny Gray. Now, again, I'm not saying, you know, they can start printing their World Series tickets. But the thing is, They basically said, okay, let's see what happens.
Yep.
Now, truth be told, the Correa thing, he's got an opt-out in all 3 years. So the onus is still on them to make sure that he's not a rental.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's on paper, it looks to be whatever, but they still got more work to do because, you know, If he's not happy, say midseason or whatever, they may do it. You know, yeah. Well, it's a bunch of incentives.
I did not know. New York Mets when did he get Scherzer?
Oh, they had to sign him during off season. They signed him.
Oh,
yeah, they signed him. Yeah, and they got and the A's basically gave them Chris Bassett for a 2 year supply of Prima Wheat. Yeah. I think they actually included a free cow on top of that too.
Well, look, the cow notwithstanding, it doesn't matter what kind of accoutrements there are. If you do not have any way to market your team, you're already at a loss. The A's were selling their team as this bunch of guys out of nowhere who just put together shit and they played ball. They did it with smoke and mirrors, and when it was time for them to blow away the smoke and add them and get rid of the mirrors, they had nothing left. You can't do a team like that. You have to have a foundation. You have to have a nucleus. The A's did not do that. They were just making money off literally what Tony was on rental players. They rented
well,
their
well,
services.
My thing, I did it before too. When they built Mount Davis, I cried. Because that ruined that stadium.
I agree.
Before,
he was a building
in the old days, you would sit there in the afternoon, and you could go out and look at the Oakland Hills. Now you go there and you look at, you see Mount Davis. Get out of here!
Yeah, this, you know, it was almost like it was Davis's parting, you know. It was almost like he got back at him for letting him walk the first time, you know?
Yes.
Come on. You cannot even sell peanuts anymore with somebody sitting in the stands with an anonymous ace jersey on. No. Even if you were playing the old players, even if you had Joe Rudy or Reggie Jackson or Cordell Washington on, you had the name and their numbers on. you just can't go generic with shit like that. Moneyball does not allow you to market because you get rid of the most important facet, the players.
But the players are gone in 3 years. That player won't be there for 3 years.
Hey.
Yeah.
And they're gone.
Yeah.
Thank you for the okay.
It's very lamentable because this it shouldn't have come down to this.
No, it really didn't.
Well,
Michael,
let me finish this point because I take that further. As somebody who lives in the evil empire, you can go to a Yankee game and you can see people wearing jerseys from older players back in the day, and everybody gets it. They know who you're talking about, and when you see them in the stands, you know who they're talking about. Now, it's not like the A's never won titles. The A's won titles. In the 70s, they were the best team in baseball, arguably, at least on the West Coast they were, and now they're like nondescript because nobody did any promo on them. You can't tell me if you grew up in the East Bay, the A's won titles 3 years in a row. How would you not, if you're a baseball fan, have a jersey of theirs?
So, because you have one of the cheapest owner back in the 70s. I could not stand Charlie Bentley.
But you know what? Here's the crazy part. Charlie Finley looks like Steinbrenner compared to these guys.
Yes.
Yeah. But Charlie Finley did different colors of uniforms and different. He was trying to get orange.
I mean, even think about this. He even hung out long enough to see them bring Billy Martin in, and they had the Billy Ball era.
Right.
Yep.
And look, we all know he was a skinflint, and he basically, if that team had been allowed to stay together, I think let's put it this way: at the very least, they win another World Series. At the very least, I think they win one more World Series. And even when they sort of took a step back, they weren't, 79 was basically the bottom of the barrel. They drew barely 700,000.
Yep.
And the games were being put on a college radio station. That was the low.
Right. The bigger where Tony left off with that. Think about what I just said earlier. Have you ever seen anybody with Sal Bando jersey or Claude Washington jersey or Joe Rudy jersey or old Reggie Jackson number 9 jersey?
Well, you do out here.
Well, that's my point. That's what I want to see in a Yankee Stadium. You would see these jerseys. They don't even have the names on it. You just know. If you see a number on there, you know who it is. That's the kind of thing we're talking about. That's legacy. That's promotion. The A's didn't do that. And they had every opportunity to do so because these weren't losing teams. Shit, at one time the A's were winning more games than the Raiders were.
Yeah. And they've had the opportunity to be the number one team in their own stadium,
right.
And they dropped the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And even now, they have the look. I get the whole thing of wanting to go to Vegas, but see, they're taking the wrong approach because look, you still have to have something there. I mean, look, you still have to have an incentive because it's not like you're just, you're not going to just another city. You're going to a city where you've got to stand out amongst the crowd.
Yes.
Or at least have something that's going to set you apart from the other thing. There's nothing that separates, you know, other than the fact that they're a baseball team, there's nothing that separates them from the Raiders, from the Knights, hell, from the Running Rebels.
Come on, that's right. That's exactly right. You know, and that does matter over time. You know, the evil empire may be that, but the evil empire has an official uniform. Everybody knows it. You put those pinstripes on, everybody knows who the hell you are.
Yes.
And those people who have the numbers after that or the persona after that, you know, it's like they become part of the empire. They don't become individual first until they've won something. Then you are Rox Vader or Derek Jeter or Jorge Posada or whomever. You know, you got to earn that. The A's had a decade in which they earned that. And they let it all go. And you might have been right about Finley being a cheapskate, but still it didn't generate the fan loyalty that was needed to perpetuate the legacy of the team.
Absolutely.
Well, also, going from Kansas City did not help. I don't think it really helped that much. Because remember, the San Francisco Giants were across the bay, right? So the Bay Area, before the A's got here, Bay Area was a giant. The whole Bay Area was a giant city. And when the A's came,
okay,
so,
that issue too because now the East Bay
became A's territory, and West Bay became Giant territory.
Right. Yeah. But they carved their own niche. Look,
right.
We know the Yankees are the second most known swastika in all of the world. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, that's their thing. They're, you know, in those bad old years during the 80s, they were pushing, the thing that they pushed was the tradition. More than anything else. And then once they turned it around and became, you know, decent again, everything, because again, when it comes down to the A's right now, if you want to go to Vegas, what are you trying to sell?
Yeah.
You still have to sell something.
Gary, you said it yourself. You're talking about the Raiders in Vegas. What are they going to call the stadium now? They're going to call the stadium the Death Star. So, okay, you come to the Death Star to play against the NFL version of the Evil Empire. That's good.
And
that's marketing. We like that. But, you know, especially knowing that in another year, you're going to have the Super Bowl. But for the A's, if you don't look back on those years, you have nothing. You got nothing. And you won 3 titles in a row. You've let a legacy go to waste. You know,
everybody in New Jersey knows what it is.
That's right. And Al Davis lets you know how many Super Bowls the Raiders have. Every time you see a yearbook, they don't even make yearbooks anymore, but you see those Super Bowls, and you know, you see that shield, you see Raiders on it, you know who the hell you're talking about.
Yes, sir. Black is silver forever.
You still have to. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I got to get out of here. It's 3:30. Got to meet you at 4.
All right.
What you got cooking, Mike?
Well, I really didn't want to run this. We ran it and stuff, but it was important. I think, as a fan, East Bay fans deserve a legacy. And if you were Oakland A's fan back in the 70s, and if you like this style of play, you should have something to connect to that. And they got to do a better job of marketing. But as to what we got to do, well,
We're getting rid of winter. We're saying hello to spring, thank God. So we've got some spring funk coming to you. So that little motherfucker on the goat legs with the pipe, he might be skipping and dancing a little funkier than normal. But we're going to take care of that Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, with the tree. And hello, spring. We like you. And thank you for finally getting here, because winter was a bitch.
Yes, it was.
All right,
Tony, what you got?
Well, needless to say, the Cleveland Browns just got a hell of a lot more interesting in the last 24 to 48 hours.
I just filed adoption papers to get adopted. Imagine everybody show up watching.
yeah. And, you know, once the rust, gets taken off. Only because he's gonna have to deal with some rust, I'm not ready to say that they're gonna win the division or what have you. I think they'll be in the mix. I don't but see, a lot of it also is gonna have to deal with what are some of the other moves that are gonna happen. And remember, we're still in the early stages of quote-unquote free agency. But arguably two of the biggest moves have been via trades instead of free agency. So we'll see. Now look, they still got Nick Chubb. Yep. They still have Garrett and the guys on defense. Let's just put it this way. That division has just gotten a lot more interesting, to say the least.
Right.
And hopefully they get a few linemen for him as well, and a few more receivers, because they don't really have that elite receiver as of yet. So there's still some work to do with Cleveland, but one would think that there's more that they're going to do a little bit more.
Where is Baker Mayfield go, Tony?
Put it this way, he probably should get his SAG card, because he's probably gonna be more of an impact off the field than on the field. But someone will be silly enough to take him, and then they're gonna try to make it out like he could be a reclamation project. But I think Cleveland said in so many words what they really think of you in regards to this.
Yep.
And you know what they'll say about Deshaun Watson if Cleveland doesn't win games. He gave that N-word all that money, blah, 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 blah. You better believe. You better produce. And he will.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It might not be the first.
All we can say is, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Hey, go ahead. Missouri State. Hope you do the job today as they play in the women's bracket. The NIT, one of the last of the Missouri Valley teams left. Only two left. The Lady Bears of Missouri State and the Lady Bulldogs of Drake. Go Missouri Valley Conference. Have a good evening and good night.